This is ABC Radio Melbourne. Maddie is a patient at My Clinic Paran. She noticed something posted on the wall of her clinic there. It's also on the clinic's website. And it was a poster saying patients would be charged more to see a female doctor. Maddie joins us now. Hi, Maddie. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Mary. How are you?
Good, good. You've been going to this clinic for a while there and to see a female doctor, is that right?
Yeah, I have for a couple of years now.
And why do you see this female doctor?
So I think she's very well known in the area. She's an amazing doctor. So I've been seeing her for a couple of years just for general checkups.
Right. And you saw this poster. Is that how you first found out about this?
It was actually a friend of mine, so I'd referred her to the clinic. She's got an ongoing health condition, so sees a doctor quite often. So she started seeing her as well, and yesterday went to an appointment and noticed this flyer on the wall and very quickly sent it to me and said, "What is this? Why are we being charged for female doctor appointments?"
What did you think?
I was really shocked, to be honest, and I actually didn't know whether my reaction was justified or not. I wasn't super educated on the topic, so I actually wondered whether how I had reacted was appropriate. So I very quickly kind of asked a few friends, and I was with my mum and asked her what she thought, and I think the consensus was really that everyone was quite horrified at that flyer.
Was your friend told why it was happening?
No, and I think that was the issue. So the flyer doesn't provide any explanation why. I hopped on their website. It also doesn't provide any explanation why. So I think we were all just quite confused.
So your friend didn't ask anybody there, couldn't find out while she was there?
Yeah, didn't ask.
Yeah, okay. And so the consensus on social media, you're saying, is all of the One Direction?
Yeah, so I posted it in a local community group that we have in the area just really to gauge people's thoughts on it. I was really unsure why they would be doing this and maybe there was a bigger reason behind it. And yeah, I think I was quite shocked at the response. So many people, male and female, came on and just said this feels quite discriminatory. There are obviously other people that felt different ways, but yeah, the consensus was very much that this felt really unfair.
What is the difference in the fee? Do you have any idea from what they've posted?
So I'm still not clear on what that discrepancy is. I tried to look it up and I wasn't really sure. The info on their website is quite confusing. So yeah, I'm still not sure what the fee difference is.
And so how do you process this now? What is it meaning to you? What's your next move?
Well, for me, I think so. I did a bit of research because a few people came on and said that it's really to do with the underlying issues around Medicare rebates and the fact that they haven't changed for such a long period of time. And what that means is that female doctors are actually kind of discriminated against because they provide longer appointments and longer care times with their patients. So I was doing a bit of research around that. And for me, if that fee is going back to the female doctors and helping close that gender pay gap, I'm happy to pay it, but I feel like I'm in a fortunate position where I could afford to pay that small fee they're mentioning. But for me, it was more concerning around people in the community that aren't in a position to pay that gap and might want to see a female doctor because they've experienced previous issues with males, or whether they've got issues that mean they can't travel to a doctor in another area, whether they've got really sensitive female health issues that they don't feel comfortable sharing with a doctor. I just think there's so many people that might not have the means to pay that gap and therefore may not even seek the treatment as a result.
So you wouldn't consider switching your treatment to a male doctor?
I wouldn't, no. And I'm not saying that male doctors wouldn't provide the same standard of care, but I definitely personally much prefer to see a female doctor, especially the one that I see at my clinic. She's amazing. So I certainly wouldn't feel comfortable changing to a male doctor.
So you're saying that a letter is going to be sent to the clinic. Are you also planning to do anything on your own behalf personally? Are you going to go talk to them?
Yeah, so one of the women on the group has put together a really amazing letter kind of highlighting all of the reasons why people aren't super comfortable with this, and a number of us have signed that, and she's going to share it with them today or tomorrow. But I think for me, I just would like to understand where that fee is going. If it is going back to the female doctors, then, you know, maybe that's understandable. But if it's more of a money grab opportunity because these female doctors are in higher demand at the clinic, then it's just not something I'm really comfortable with.
Lots of questions to be answered there. Maddie, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you.
ABC Radio Melbourne.